Pope Benedict XVI and Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I renewed their appeals for Christian unity today during a Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. 40 archbishops also received the pallium from the Holy Father during the ceremony. Charles Collins has this report.
In a papal Mass which saw a Greek Orthodox deacon read the Gospel and the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople give a reflection, Pope Benedict said Catholics and Orthodox have a common hope of seeing the day of unity draw near. Before celebrating the Mass of the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, Pope Benedict welcomed Patriarch Bartholomew I on the front steps of St. Peter's Basilica. After a brief meeting, the two men walked side by side down the central aisle of the church at the beginning of the Mass. After listening to the Gospel read in Latin by a Catholic deacon and then read in Greek by an Orthodox deacon, the Pope and the Patriarch blessed the congregation together, each holding the other's Book of Gospels.
Il dialogo teologico tra le nostre chiese in fede, verità e amore.
In his reflections, Patriarch Bartholomew said there are still numerous difficulties in healing the 1,000-year-old rift between Catholics and Orthodox, but said both sides are working to overcome the obstacles. In his homily, Pope Benedict said Christian unity is even more important in a world that is increasingly connected by technical means, but still unable to resolve its conflicts.
In mezzo a questa unità esterna, basata sulle cose materiali, abbiamo tanto più bisogno dell'unità interna.
He said that in the midst of this new external unity based on material goods, we have an even greater need for interior unity, which comes from the peace of God. The last part of the homily was dedicated to the 40 archbishops who received the pallium. A collar made of lamb's wool embroidered with 5 crosses, symbolizing the 5 wounds of Christ. It's a sign of their authority as metropolitan archbishops.
Quando prendiamo il pallio sulle spalle, quel cesto ci ricorda il pastore che prende sulle spalle.
He told them that the pallium on the shoulder reminds us of the shepherd who takes upon his shoulders the lost sheep, which on its own was not able to find the way home, but the shepherd brings back to the fold. Before concluding the ceremony, Pope Benedict recited the Angelus in the Basilica and spoke of the opening of the Pauline year, which was inaugurated the evening before at Vespers at the tomb of St. Paul in Rome's Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls. During that ceremony, in which Patriarch Bartholomew I and other ecumenical representatives participated, Pope Benedict said St. Paul is not simply a figure of the past, who we remember with veneration. He is also a teacher, apostle, and herald of Jesus Christ for us today. He said that's why he wanted to convoke the Pauline year, to listen to St. Paul and to learn from him today, as our teacher of the faith and the truth, in which are rooted the reasons for the unity of the disciples of Christ. The Pauline year will involve educational and devotional activities around the world, but especially in Rome, where Paul was martyred and is still buried, and in the various countries and localities Paul visited on his many pastoral journeys. The year concludes on June 29th, 2009. I'm Charles Collins.